Blog Talk Radio.
After Dog, it's a 2-year anniversary. You know, when we first started this little train that could, I never really thought I would get calls and everything. And, you know, I never thought I would be, you know, in the position to interview actors like Cecile Strouhal. So I'm interviewing again tonight. So excited. I love Amanda. I love Will. You know, Amanda. I mean, Amanda was almost like, you know, I'm just really thankful that she's calling in because she's one of my favorite actresses on daytime. And I just love Will, Amanda, and Zach Grant, the cancer story and everything. So I'm going to bring her on because we don't have that much time. Then I will go back with announcements. And she might only have time for a couple calls tonight. So don't kill me, you guys. It's because of time. I'm going to bring her on. Hi, Cecile.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you? I just wanted to tell you, you made me cry the entire last couple of months with your cancer storyline. It just moved me.
Well, that sounds terrible.
A...
I'm sorry I made you cry.
No. Your acting was so good, and the way you and Ricky Paul were, you know, doing your couple, you know, dealing with the cancer and dealing with Amanda not being able to have another kid like she wanted, you know, I thought the adoption idea was, you know, really good. And I just, you know, the finale, I loved it, but I was also sad because I was hoping you and Zayal and Zamy would have had a little moment all together, because when you, I mean, it's history, when you and Zayal and Zamy were all really good friends, Zamy came back, I'm thinking, they should have just had the 3 months to tear this one last time, and they didn't, so I was kind of disappointed as a fan, just for, you know, I thought, you know, maybe you could go slap Zayal for being a butt, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you're never going to please everyone. I certainly know the drama with the ending. I 100% knew it was going to be hit or miss. I pretty much had an idea after I saw it, but it's one of those things. I mean, with the show ending, no matter how it ended, people weren't going to be happy. But, you know, I'm not in charge of any of that stuff. I only get
no.
my words that I'm given, and you know, you do what you can with it. So I know there are people that are upset about the ending, but I'm just going to preempt that now and say I had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I fell in love with your character way back, you know, when you got on there, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this is, you know, I thought you were this great at the beginning. And, you know, but when you and Wiki Paul got together, I thought, this couple should go down in the history of super couple on AMC. Because, you know, forget Erica. I love Erica, but if Erica and Jackson cannot go the distance, why not put Amanda and Jake as the forever couple? I mean, because now that you're a Martin, you guys, you know, could have had, like, you know, anything you guys want to go there. So how are you feeling about it's over, you know, it's done with for the ABC part of it? How did you feel about AMC ending for you?
I mean, obviously, I was really sad that the show ended. I just assumed no matter what I went on to do that the show would be on forever, and I would TiVo it. I'd always try and catch it and maybe come back and do, you know, short stints on the show. I just kind of always assumed that. So when the show ended, it was just something I had never thought of happening. So it wasn't so much sad for me because I'd already kind of had it in my brain to go off and do other things. But as far as, like, the show ending, it made me terribly sad. I mean, I was crying right there with the fans with the live viewing on Friday. So especially when they showed, you know, me being born on the show with Janet and then
yes.
me having a child on the show, it really showed generations on the show. And I was looking out at the fans in Chicago, and you could see generations of fans that had been watching the show. So that really got me in the beginning. It was waterworks from there.
Well, that, all the clips from last week, at the end of everyone's storyline when they did the Hubbards and you guys and the Slaters and, you know, everyone had a little clip for all 4 days. And I thought, that is a really creative way to do it because, you know, for the people that have passed on, they also put clips of them. And I just thought that was a really good way for the fans can look back at the history. And, you know, a lot of fans, you know, might have missed the first, you know, 20 years of AMC, but all those clips, I think, gave what AMC meant to a lot of people.
Yes, I agree. I definitely do.
So you are going to be in the audience for Dancing with the Stars tonight?
No. I have.
Oh.
No. The Dancing with the Stars, I would have had to have been there a long time ago. They start shooting that really early. I was accepted into the Groundling School, which is really exciting. And there's a show tonight, which I have tickets to. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. So I have tickets tonight, so I have to be there.
The
show starts at 8, so yeah, I have to leave at 7:30 to make the show.
Okay, well, there are some calls because I'm telling you, whenever you come on the show, and you're welcome anytime, and when you know when you what your next project will be, we would love to know, because we are going to follow you everywhere until Ricky Paul too. We are following him everywhere. You know, I think you guys should just go on General Hospital and do like a crossover, have the Martins on General Hospital. Then we would get to, you know, get you guys. That would be really cool. I am bringing on
I've been doing other things, so we'll see what happens. But I just got done filming Body of Proof on ABC Primetime, and that's with Dana Delaney. And episode 2 airs tomorrow night, and I'm in episode 6. So it's called What's Your Numbers Up, and it's a really, really cool guest star part. The cast, the crew, they were so amazingly sweet. And it was actually the first audition I had after AMC wrapped, and I booked it. So that was really exciting and just so fun to go out and do other stuff. So as sad as I am, the show's ending, it's also opening up opportunities. So it's very
sweet. Yeah, I'm just so happy. I mean, I watched Body of Proof, so that's a really good show. So that is really cool, and I imagine Dana Delaney was really nice and... You know, I've always liked to.
Yeah, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, okay, I will bring on three or four of you on the air with us.
Hey, Chriselle.
Hi.
Anyway, this is Audrey.
Hey, Audrey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'll make this quick because I know you got to go because you got exciting things going on. But I just wanted to, looking back on, like, all of your, like, storylines you ever did, what was your favorite one?
Oh, goodness. I've been asked that before, and I'm not sure I ever give the same answer, because it's always just what's more fresh in my mind. Because, I mean, it really is one of those things where after so many years, you almost forget certain things. But if I had to pick one right now, I would have to say... I don't know. You know what? I'd have to say when Amanda kind of went through a depression with losing Trevor and, you know, having to give him away and just kind of was really out of it. And then that storyline of finding him and getting him back and finding out Jake had kept him safe. I just remember really connecting to that storyline and really feeling like we got some really great stuff out of it. And I had a lot of fun with it. As sad as it was creatively stimulating, I guess I should say.
Okay. That's cool. Well, that's all I had.
Okay.
Got any other questions?
No, that's all I had. And, I mean, like, just, you know, keep Twittering and letting us know what happens.
Thanks, Audrey. She's one of my great fans. You guys are all so amazing. I don't know who else is listening, but... Everyone's just always so supportive, and you know, like, I've gotten nothing but feedback on Twitter saying, you know, that they're going to set their TiVos for Body Approved, and it's just one of those things that I'm so grateful for, thinking that whatever I do go on to do, that I have people like that are going to support me and be behind me, and it means so much to me. So thank you to you guys who are listening.
Audrey, do you want me to put you on hold? For the discussion tonight?
Yeah, you can do that.
Cool, okay.
Other people talk.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
Chriselle.
Bye.
See, people, I make people's dreams come true on this show. Now that Brad Pitt will call in, that would be hilarious. No, I'm doing me a Brad Pitt calling, but... Oh, Rebecca, 361, you're on mail.
Hi, Chriselle. This is Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a couple of quick questions for you. First of all, I'm going to miss Amanda so desperately. I can't even tell you. Your work is amazing on the show. I've followed you since you started, basically, back in 2005. And I just wanted to, I was wondering, like, what comes to mind is, like, your funny moment on set, like, towards the end or just in general? Like something that
well,
You just had fun.
Well, I was just
going to
say, first of all, thank you. That's really sweet. But as far as, like, a funny moment, there have been so many. Basically, any time I'm working and Michael Knight's there, somebody like that, he's always joking around. And I truly love him. He's just a great guy and always making people laugh. So he's definitely done a few things. I think there may have been maybe just a couple scenes where perhaps the punch was spiked, perhaps maybe the last day. I'm not saying, I don't want to incriminate anyone, but yeah, I mean, we definitely have fun. I mean, we're there so much with each other and we're like family. And so, you know, you got to liven it up. We're all working so hard and doing long hours. So there's definitely days where we just get, you know, sleep happy and act a fool and are laughing our butts off at something ridiculous. But, you know, there are certain pranksters, and I think I tweet a lot of pranks all the time. Like, somebody put old school pictures of Ricky Paul up on, like, and it said something like Dr. Delicious, or I don't remember, but it was really hilarious. They had pasted them all over the set, all over. It was hilarious. So just silly things like that happen all the time.
Yeah, because I remember Ricky posted something that was posted, I guess, in the bathrooms. It said no tweeting or Facebook messages on the final week of taping. And he sent it to us like two or three times, and I was like, that's all I'm going to get. And yeah, so I thought, well, at least he's given us that much. So at least, like,
yeah, well,
you know,
that was his way of showing that that's why we didn't really tweet. So
yeah. So, and also I was going to ask about, like, Jacob Young. Like, is he just, like, what is he really like? Like,
what is he really like?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Like, is he just funny, or is he, like, I don't know, like, what is he like?
Well, it just depends. I mean, I guess we all have different sides of personality. So, I mean, because as many of us do, Jacob can be really focused and really serious about what he's doing. And then again, it can be really silly and caught up and laughing and joking around, or it can be with his so cute child and be, you know, you get to kind of see him be a great dad. So I guess it would really depend on what situation he's in, because you know, like we all do, we can go from, like, really being silly to, like, being serious if we have serious scenes. So I guess it would depend. It's hard to answer when, to just give, like, someone in a nutshell, I guess.
Yeah, and you guys don't, it's not really, like, alcohol. You're, like, drinking, like, tea, right? The scotch.
And then that's what I wanted to ask, too. Yeah,
somebody
Rebecca,
said
you
something about scotch. Like, what is he drinking in those cups?
Well,
yeah,
most of the time it seems that, you know, we're not allowed to drink alcohol on the set. It's always, like, some kind of fake alcohol. I'm just saying that perhaps on the last day, maybe some of those champagne glasses were
full.
Were tampered with, yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on Body of Proof. Do you know when the when your episode airs? You said episode 6.
I don't have the exact date. I just know episode 2 is tomorrow night. It's every Tuesday, and so I'm episode 6. So, I don't know. Just say your handle.
Okay,
well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it might be like middle of October or by November. I'm like doing the math in my head.
Yeah, probably on the radio right now follow me on Twitter, so I'll definitely let you guys know when I get the exact date for sure.
So, any other projects in the works, or just Body of Proof so far?
Well, I literally just got done filming it, so I couldn't have done anything else if I wanted to. I finished filming that on Wednesday, and then I flew to Chicago on Thursday for the finale to do Windy City Live, and now today's Monday. And so it's back to auditioning. I have a big audition tomorrow, and, you know, so this is how it goes. You hit the road again, so we'll see.
Okay, well, good luck in the future, and like I said, I'll
thank you.
Keep following you wherever you go. Thank
you're
you.
So sweet. Thank you so much.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have time, I think, for one more call, because I don't want you to be late to your thing. But
thank
I
you.
Wanted to know, the last scene when everyone was in the room and, you know, being together, was it hard? Was, like, everyone trying not to cry? The last scene, because I saw tears come from your eyes, I think, one, and one of Rebecca Bowling. I was kind of rewinding and pausing it. But, yeah, I just thought, you know, the last taping where everyone was together, was everyone emotional or was everyone just trying to get done with?
Yeah, I think especially to the longtime viewers out there, they always give Michael Knight those touching speeches because he's so dang good at them. And so giving Michael Knight that moment, of course, all of us so dearly love him. He really is the heart and soul of the show. I'm of course Susan Lucci as well. He's like she's the motherly womanly side of it, and he's like the fun, like, you know, other side of it. And so he encompasses so much to everybody. And so we all got teary eyed. We knew that was it. And it was a little hard to keep it together on that.
Well, I mean, you could even see in Ricky Paul's face, and also in Cameron and all of them. I'm like, feel so sorry. I was crying right along with all of you. I'm like, this is so sad. Yeah, I lost it. I lost it. The last taping, I mean, the last show, I'm like, I need more Kleenexes. This is sad.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing on 570 because you only have time for one more call. 570, you're on the air.
That me? Oh, I guess that's me.
Yep.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Keep it short. Just wanted to say that love your work on the show. And everybody, especially in the last couple of months, everybody's just really been hitting the home runs from, you know, you and Ricky. Great scenes there over the cancer storyline. And, of course, you and Kate Collins doing Amanda and Janet was just, that was very touching. And
thank you.
All that stuff. Tad, he's always on his top game. JR's meltdown, everything. And, of course, I love the old Caven because I love Annie, too.
Yes,
and that was
you.
All great. That was all great. So that's all I want to say. Keep hitting the pavement. I know you'll be hitting a lot of stuff and doing a lot of great stuff, and I'm looking forward to all that. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for calling in. That was really nice.
Yeah, call in again. So, yeah, I'm from everyone in the chat room. They just want me to tell you that we will miss Amanda, but I'm happy other doors are opening for you. Can't wait to see you on Body of Proof. You know, and they hope you land a sitcom soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so going to Groundlings class, gonna work on my comedy skills. So you never know. Maybe that'll be in the future. Who knows? But
I just want
to say thank you to everyone for supporting me and whatever that ends up being. I really appreciate that so much.
Yeah, no problem. We love you. You have an open invitation whenever you want on here. We just love you, but we are going to miss our Amanda. And, yeah, I know I will. I just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to miss her, too. She's kind of like an alter ego at this point. So
yeah.
I can pretty much ad-lib in Amanda. I feel like I know her so well. And although we hate the same... Although her favorite cocktail, I can't stand. I hate her favorite cocktail is a martini with olives. And in real life, I hate martinis, but that's not, you know, in the glass is just water, but they're putting olives in it. And I'm sure people that watch the show know that I constantly am having to eat olives in the scene sometimes. And I hate olives with such a passion. They make me gag. I hate them so much. So there are so many times I'm like, oh, my God, can we please, like, make Amanda tired of martinis with olives?
Yeah, give Amanda some wine. Give Amanda wine. Yeah, okay.
But,
yeah.
She's over now. But yeah, we agreed on many things and we disagreed on other things. But it's just funny. She's somebody I know very well, and I will miss her as everyone, you know, that's listening now will probably miss her, too.
So you don't see yourself going online to the Puss of Pug deal? Well, you know, AMC is going online, but you don't see yourself as even coming on as a guest star? Oh,
you barely got that question in. I was almost off the line and squeezed out of that question. You barely got it in. But I'm not really supposed to address this very much. I will just say, I really... if it works out where I'm able to do other things, I know this is other people have the same stance. I mean, I'd love to be part of it if it works out so that I can do other things. But that's the only thing for me that would be one of those things. It would be really tough to, you know, give exclusivity to anything. But
exactly.
So
I was just curious. Have a good time tonight and, you know, treat like crazy until Ricky Paul, when you see him, that we loved his book. We loved everyone's book the last, you know, couple of months of AMC.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, thanks, guys, who listened. And hopefully I will see you somewhere soon on some other channel.
Okay, cool. Have a great night.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Okay, so I am going to bring on, Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Aren't I a good interviewer? I think I am a good.
You did very well.
You're welcome. And I think this is Candace.
Hey.
Hey, how do I do?
You did really good. You asked a real good question towards the end. I like how you did that.
Well, I mean, I didn't know how to do it, so I slipped that one under the radar because I can, and I just wanted to see it. But tonight's the 2-year anniversary of Daytime After Dark, and guys, I really never thought I would be sitting here 2 years, but you know what? I think we really need to thank, I'm being sarcastic when I say this, Brian Fawn for kicking my butt and telling me I need a show to criticize, things that ABC was doing and Ken Corday was doing and all the soaps were doing. I think, you know, in a way I got mad. And when causing mad, it's sometimes not a good thing for people. But
I think that's good because, you know, the soaps, you know, heaven knows the soap magazines weren't doing it, and they needed criticism. You know?
Well, yeah, they do. And okay, you people, please put your hands up. I'm 773. You're on the air with us too.
Hi, Kylie. This is Alva.
Oh,
hey,
cool.
Alva.
Hi, Alva. And 347, you're on the air with us? 347? Okay. And 203? Feeling our tacos tonight. But no, thanks, Lone Star. Thanks, you guys, for congratulating me in the room. Silo wanted me to say hi to Alva for her. But no, I mean, Friday night, I don't know if all of you were listening or had a chance to for my interview with Caroline Hennessy from Soap Opera Digest. I interviewed her on Friday night, and some people were here, some people weren't. And I am not sorry I asked a very hard question of her. I'm blaming Silas on this. So, yeah, if I go down for this, Silas is going down with me. I asked you, where in the hell, well, I didn't say hell, but I felt like saying hell. Where were you guys when, you know, the cancellations happened?
Right.
You guys were not saying a damn thing. I didn't say it like that. And she flip-flopped my question, but I didn't care. Because you guys, let's be honest, where the soap magazine came with the breaking news of the soaps being canceled, breaking news of Rebecca Hoops getting fired.
Right.
Way back, no one on the good green planet was saying what needed to be said. all the magazines were covering their ass. They were not covering the fans. They were covering their own butts. So I understand it's a political thing. But when you have consumers paying $3.99 per issue of your magazine and all you're really going to give us is the breaking news story on who's leaving, who's coming, come on. We are smarter than that, people.
Right. Well, I think the reason that they do that or did that was because when Mimi Torchin, who I loved, was running Soap Opera Weekly, she was very, very critical of Days of Our Lives. This was several years ago. And I know Ken Corday went after her personally, and she ended up getting fired because of it. And I think a lot of them, I think that's why they all went into their shells, because they were so worried about losing their jobs and not getting the access to the stars, which is what they needed for their magazines. And, you know, so it's there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Not that I'm not condoning what they did. I think that they need to be called out on the carpet for the lack of standing up to these idiots. But at the same time, I can kind of understand that, you know, they were walking a very thin line, you know. You know what I'm trying to say? I can understand it from one point of view, but I totally agree with you. They should have been calling Brian Franz out on his crap back in 2002.
Exactly,
started doing it.
Well, her Facebook and her Twitter, like, Carolyn actually keeps up with everything on her Facebook. Like, you have to go on her Facebook and Twitter. Like, when it's breaking news, if it's not on SoapOperaDigest.com weekly, they have everything from, like, a month ago and stuff like that. But Carolyn, she did, like, when the whole Rebecca thing came out, she was like, can we confirm this now? And I think she was talking to her boss about Becky. And then Carolyn be putting stuff on there about Brian Franz. Like, she sugarcoats it because, obviously, you know, once somebody puts something online, it goes back, and then it creates a bigger mess, and then it shuts down. That person can shut them down. Like,
I think she offended a lot of people because she basically told the Becky fans to just shut up and go away.
Yep.
Basically, don't waste your time doing it because you're not going to get her job back. And I think that just compelled people to get more passionate about it, you know.
Well, she also said something about, like, Kelly Monaco, like, the whole thing about the whole Kelly, Steve, and Becky thing. She was like, all three of them, with respect, are good actors. And she said, it does suck. And she actually said it. She said, it does suck that favoritism was played a part, you know, played in the role of Becky. So it was like, Carolyn, she's very opinionated, and I think she does, like, she has to think of what's going to save her job. Like, what answers, what can she do? Because, like, you know, everybody else, if you say one wrong thing, that's going to be a huge backlash on you and everybody else. So
Christy, you're on the air with us, too. But, no, I agree with Audrey. I'm sick of it. You know, it's like...
They kissed Kelly Monaco's butt, too. They kissed her butt because Franz kissed her butt, and I'm tired of that, too, you know? I mean, be honest. She's not that great of an actress, you know? I mean, they certainly diss other actors sometimes on those shows. So, I mean, I'm just tired of the whole thing. I'm tired of all of the
Yeah, and Grace in this album, call in, because I just loved it when you just said to me. That I spoke for all of us, proud of that you asked to, and she didn't answer them, scared of it, it's a little or no respect for her. Yeah, I mean, you know what, and, you know, I'm not trying to cause a whole debate, well, maybe I am in a way, but I'm just so sick and tired of, you know, the magazine scrutiny around me, this is, you know, oh my God, Lone Star, I love you. I love what you just said. She goes, no, Kelly, chemo cannot activate all of the paper bag with a nap. Now I know why I don't buy the magazine. Great said. You know, I think if the magazine were like how they were years back, I think maybe I would not lose respect for them. But when, you know, you have one magazine, you know, I'm going to call out ABC Subs in Depth, you know, you have not respected the Liaison fan from day one, you know.
But they put them on their cover so that they sell magazines.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
they write
but
crap
remember
about them in the magazine, but they sure as heck don't have a problem putting them on the cover.
Yeah,
no story.
But you remember, but when you remember when they won the best poll?
It
was his mistake. It was his mistake not putting Stephen Becky on the cover. No, he knew what he was fucking doing. Sorry to say that, you guys, but. You know, I've been in most in a basket case since last night about 3. I lost all of my children, and I was crying, and I was not okay. And every time at the final thing, well, you know, the screen went black, and it was like, what? You seriously going to do that to us? You seriously are going to...
But Carly, you didn't think of it like you didn't like guess or anything. You just thought like what the fuck was that?
Yes, because I was thinking. I just wanted it better. I just wanted it a better way. How they should have ended it, you know. Maybe that's what, yeah, you know, and we only know Jacob Young is not signing on for AMC, so do we really, my money, they all did make it. And I am bringing on another call.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you didn't have your hand up, but.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So
yeah,
what
no,
did you
I was. Well, no, yeah, I really don't know. I think it's about AMC, about the finale. I did not like the ending. It was just too much of a, I mean, I understand it's going on the internet, but a lot of people, you know, are not, I don't know. I mean, like, there's going to be some people that don't have the internet, and they're going to be like, they're probably like, what kind of a finale was that? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob Young, yeah, he's not going to be on there. And I don't know if they're going to recast him, JR, or not. But, I mean, that was one finale. I swear it was – they could have made it better. Like, you know, kind of a closure and, like, open-ended. A little bit of closure and, you know what I mean? I just wasn't that satisfied with the,
okay,
with the finale.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love Tad's
speech. I was crying. I mean, I was crying because it was the end of how we know it,
yep,
of AMC.
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know. And I'm really, it's so sad not seeing it on my DVR anymore.
I know.
I was realizing today, why isn't AMC on my DVR? And then, and then it just dawned on me that, oh, my God. You know, it's
over. Well, I didn't watch it, so I don't know how it ended, because Friday was one of the worst days of my life at work, so, and I didn't tape it, so I don't know how it ended.
It kind of ended like a Dynasty type thing.
Oh, that's,
you know,
thing,
I don't know, I don't remember,
were
somebody on the, Carly said that she looked back on Dynasty and it was that kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yep. I got up, I wasn't satisfied last night, and so I got up, and I'm like, I've seen this before. Where in the hell do I went to Dallas, and it was in Dallas, and it was Dynasty. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be, you know.
But we kept telling
you know what I was expecting at the end was JR to see Stewart. Because I was expecting JR to finally see Stewart, because he wasn't believing Dixie and Tad that Stewart was alive. And
yes.
I was, like, waiting for Stewart to go and to his apart to the party, and JR see him, and then he's, like, couldn't believe it, and then he's, like, what am I doing kind of a thing. You know, why am I doing this? And then I was hoping that maybe they'd go back into the future like they did on Guiding Light, you know, 5 years into the future or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was expecting
that's fine,
a whole
yeah
lot more. So,
but
yeah.
I got to give them to having the clips at every show last week. That was a nice, I thought the clips were nicely done. And, you know, I was T-boning B&B. Don't know why I was doing that because I did.
Because, well, maybe you were T-boning DVD because Jacob Young's on there now. I think he started today on the.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, I was looking at the T-bone and I'm like, wait a moment. It's only recording B&B. It's supposed to be recording AMC, right? Okay, so I will tell you guys what I did. And do not yell at me and do not anything. I tuned on the TiVo and I'm like, I put Santa on and it has a suit. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Santa
Fe, where you're at, yeah.
Yeah. And I go, oh God. And then, you know, and I swear to God, if I see another fucking commercial for that fucking talk show, I'm going to throw up because do we really care if you put bacon on a whatever kind of sandwich people do me
or a potato. Do you care if you put bacon on the potato?
Lemon in half will actually save you money and time for the next lemon. That's that right there, people. But I got to, hey, Carly, your name was brought up yesterday at the Broadway flea market yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Let me explain who. Okay, so yesterday I went to the 25th annual Broadway flea market in New York.
Yeah.
I just went on the spur of a moment, okay? But so I talked to Eileen Cushion, you know, who played Roxy on What Life to Live.
Yeah.
And she has not been offered a contract just yet. Her last day was September 10th of taping, okay? She didn't even know it. She wants fans to write in, call in, so she can go on to the online version of One Life to Live. I told her about your show. She just wants attention, okay? And she was like, okay, I gave her the number, I tweeted her, so be on the lookout.
Okay, well. Wow,
yeah. Yeah.
Carly's at a loss for words now. Okay. What is she talking now? How did she go from
I also was trying to get in contact with Ron Raines, who played Ellen Spalding on Downlight.
Oh, God.
He was unavailable at the whole thing. Who else was there? The one that plays Jack on One Life to Live, Andrew?
Yes.
I tried to talk to him, but he was too busy talking to a girl. I don't know if that was his girlfriend or sister. Big Sean. Before it came out on press, because it came out like a couple of hours after he said it, he told us not to say anything that he is going to go on to the new One Life to Live. I told him about the show, so be on the lookout. And I got a hug from him. Yeah.
You know, really, if you think about it, you just got a hug from Tom Cruise's bodyguard because that's what he was originally doing before tuning, you know, to One Life. Okay, Candace, if you get any of those on here, I don't know what I will do for you. I will think.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Awesome, be nice.
Oh, by the way, you guys, people, did anyone watch Duty Soap last night? I haven't. I taped.
No.
Oh, no, you didn't hear me say that.
I did. Is it really, is it good? I saw a preview of it, and the guy that plays Rafe on Days of his wife's like, there was a scene where they were showing a clip where I don't want you kissing her. I want you kissing me. And he's like, that's my job.
Lord.
Huh?
Yeah, basically they were rehearsing a scene and they got to the last scene and it was when his character when it was raping Sammy in the shower and they were making love. And they didn't he didn't know about it. Like she saw it first, I think. And she got really upset. And that's when she started having a meltdown and stuff like that. And that's when he said, baby, it's my job. Like, he was confused by that. So yeah.
She's an actress too. I've seen her in something. So why is she? That's their job. They're
doing
other people.
They're doing it for TV.
I know, but still, it's all for show. But I mean, still, I mean, I've heard stories of like,
They're playing up. Kelly Monica went with her high school sweetheart for years and years and years, and they broke up a couple of years ago, and she's been going out with this new guy since they broke up, but they act like she and the longtime boyfriend just broke up, and she's just getting with this guy. That's part of the show, too. And,
oh, really?
You know, it's all scripted.
But she
said
she's never been able to deal with it because that was her longest relationship, and she doesn't know if it's going to happen again. That was around the time when Nancy Lee's event, and remember Kelly didn't show up? That was around that time.
I don't think I could get myself to watch that show, even if I tried.
Oh, I'm waiting for the fallout between John Paul. I'm sorry. JP fans, I'm sorry. But I'm waiting for that whole thing to blow up.
What do you mean?
So JP and Sarah, right? They're not going to break up. No, I'm just saying, like, it's like he has commitment issues. And it's like they're trying to buy a house, they're trying to house hunt, he's like unsure. She's like, well, you know, you need to tell me now, like, what's going on? And he's being a typical guy and not saying anything. And she's like, well, I can make a good life for you out here. You know, are you happy? What do you want? And it's like, dude, answer her. Like, are you happy? Do you want to be with her or do you want to be on your own? Like, stop messing around with that girl. Sorry.
My thing is when a guy goes back, he does not want to be with you.
Right.
When he's playing like that and he's not answering her questions, he don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
He might want to be with her.
The show is only good for one reason, to make fun of.
Right. I think he doesn't want to be that committed.
Right.
But then he's saying different in magazines. Like, this is the girl I want to be with at the end of the day. I don't see myself with any other person. So it could be this drama for the cameras.
I've
seen them in person before, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of just like, you know, oh, this is my girl. We've been together for a while. Yeah. Like, okay. Like, you know how you typically see a couple that's been together for, like, more than a year or 2 years? It's like, she would be,
I'm looking forward to seeing the Kristen Stone, the Fear of Fast, why they really have that falling out. I just want to see that because I'm just curious. That is the only thing in the show that I'm, you know,
remotely interested in.
Yes. I like how you said that. Remotely interested in. There's nothing on there that sounds interesting to me remotely whatsoever.
And Lone Star goes, I mean, it's so funny. See, I guess Kimo was complaining about her fan mail.
I'm tired of hearing about her complaints.
I heard she didn't get that much.
I'm so tired of her hearing about her complaining about stuff. Isn't she satisfied with anything? You know?
No. She's one of those people that...
I mean, come on. She gets to work with...
She gets what she wants, but she doesn't want what she has. She's one of those
She's working with one of the best guys on daytime. Well, not the best guy, but you know what I mean? With Steve Burton.
Well,
I would love to work with Steve Burton.
This, you guys, I haven't watched DH from last week. I will watch in 2 weeks, so please don't ruin things for me. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either,
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on.
Okay, but I had a bad coffee moment, and I have to tell my listeners, I don't want to get any bad fan mail while I'm about to say, do we understand these other people in this album? And on the phone, yes, we do. Okay, so I saw a commercial today of Dante and Lulu, how they were all supposed to get married. And then gunfire attacks a cop, Dante. Okay. I know this is going to sound mean. Well, I mean, Terry knows where I'm going. Okay, so I
she's
going to
be happy
movie.
That he's going to be shot.
Thank you. Okay, good. You said it, not me. Terry said that. See, I didn't say that. And here I was, like, almost jumping on my bed, but I remember the last time I did that, I sprained my ankle, and I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So, you know, I was, like, in a really happy mood about Dante being
shot. But, you know, it's not, he's going to be probably wounded, and that's it.
Why do you have to ruin my happy moment?
Sometimes, unless they're going to kill off a character, most likely he's just going to be wounded, or like Jason thing
that's
where he got shot.
True.
Well,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was. Oh, you guys, we have another call. 859, you're on mail.
Hey, folks, it's Dawn Shiloh 0854.
Yay! Yay, see? Yeah, I kind of beg Silo to call because I love when Silo calls because, see, sometimes they grieve with me. But no, on the Dante thing, people, I was just having my one bad moment and, like, you know, I was just having, like, my fantasy in my head of that character going bye-bye because I can't stand him. And I'm like,
hey,
go for it. Yes, Tia.
No. I have a question. When's the last day of taping for One Life to Live for the TV, on TV?
Not until December.
Oh, not until December. So
I thought it was like the beginning of January.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. December.
It's going to stop roaming around the week of Thanksgiving. Like the
right.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, God, it's so sad to not... there was a time when we had a bunch of soap operas. Now it's like none. Practically.
Well, you just watch
your primetime
shows.
You didn't watch the finale either. The primetime shows, I'm starting to love some prime. I'm starting to love some
new
shows.
Oh, and
the Secret Circle
people,
on
yes.
Channel 5 after Vampire Diaries is pretty good. I'm getting into some, well, that's about the only ones I've been watching so far. Like,
well,
Fringe is back, I'm glad.
Revenge
hey,
does
somebody watch Fringe on here? Was it Audrey? Do you watch Fringe?
No, I don't watch Fringe.
Where's Peter on Fringe is what I want to know. Where is Peter, man? He wasn't even in the first episode.
I know he's not on the show, but I don't know.
Right now, none of the premieres on my shows have been that great. The first episode that I like.
Revenge
hey, Silo,
did you watch Revenge?
Oh, yeah, that was good. I like that.
I don't know. They should have changed
our relationship. No, I was just going to say, did you watch Grey's Anatomy or did you just watch?
Yes. I watched it, but I missed the very last end of it.
Okay, am I going to like it or am I going to be pissed off?
I was a little upset, but
okay.
I think I see a glimmer of hope in one character's position at the end, so... I'm hoping that it all gets straightened out.
Oh, you know,
but
I'll
tell you, if it's The Good Wife or Hawaii Five-0 or NCIS LA, love them.
I love Good Wife. The Good Wife yesterday was
Good Wife is
awesome.
Good.
But at the ending, it looked like she was having second thoughts. You know how they ended
no,
it?
No, I think she knows that her husband influenced that trial and how they presented that information.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to play that out. They're going to play that out.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to play going back and forth.
You know what?
That's going to be this whole series.
I love Chris Knotts, but I really want Will and her to hook up.
Me too.
I was wondering why
they were treating each other like that. Then I realized after when that scene came on that they were doing it for show. But
I have loved Josh Charles since he was in Dead Poets Society.
Me too.
Him. And he was on Sports Night. I don't know if you ever...
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I loved Sports Night.
Yeah.
I never saw him in anything, but I liked
him.
Oh,
really? He also was in, like, this one sci-fi movie a long time ago. I forgot. Rutger Hauer was in it. It was kind of a B-movie, but it was pretty good. It was when he was really young.
He was the nerd that had the, well, not the nerd, but the well, kind of the nerd that had the crush on the girl, and he was so in love. He was in Dead Poets Society. I just love that movie. I hated the father so much. I could never watch him in anything else, but then he was Red in That 70s Show, and he kind of redeemed himself because I hated him for the longest time because he was the reason that his son killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hated it. That's how good of an actor he was because he made me hate him so much.
See, that's what I know. That's how I get, too.
About the new show, Prom Suspect.
I don't know. I never watched the one on the British one, but Prime Suspect.
Which one?
Prime Suspect with Maria Bello.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that.
I love
that. Looks really
good.
I love Helen Mirren in the original, but
I don't know. I'm just there's a few shows, new shows that I like, but
I'm still trying
to get caught up in my summer shows.
Now, yes. I know this is probably going to upset some people, Carly, and maybe you,
but I did watch
Dirty Soaps.
I actually thought
that Kelly and Kirsten were very good together, and Kelly seemed fine. She didn't get much fan mail, but what she got, the couple of things they really dwelled on were these weird letters. One came from a penitentiary, and the other one had pages and pages of really, she said it looks like a four-year-old wrote them, and it did.
Wow.
I saw the writing, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
See, that proves the point that she has a lot of young people that, like.
Yeah. Well, and a little unbalanced people, but I do bash J. Sam and Sam a lot.
Yeah.
But for her as an person, she was okay, but I saw a lot of mannerisms, exactly how she is with Sam. So,
okay.
So it's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, I said, you can't really bash her. I mean, you can bash her, but you don't know her personally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't know that what we read and what we hear is necessarily what, how she is. I agree.
Garen's
interviews
are like
sound bites, and they can misconstrue something that somebody says and put it in a way that infuriates people. And it may be taken way out of context in the way that she said it.
So,
you know, sometimes I do think she plays into that image, but other times I hear she's very, very, she does a lot for, charities and things like that.
She is a party girl.
But there's nothing wrong with being a party girl.
Well,
I
find it kind of strange that she's not a little more settled, but I don't know how old Kirsten is. She seems
She's like 26 or 27. She's in her 20s. Late 20s, I think.
I don't know. But I totally agreed with Kirsten when she told her, you know, you broke up with this guy. Why do you have all this stuff? I just didn't want her to burn the dress because I felt she should donate it to get rid of it, not burn it.
And, you know, I can understand having been with somebody for a very long time.
I can understand that.
Yep. So I can't judge her on that, but what I'm saying is that they're making it out as though she just broke up with this guy, and it was 2 years ago. And the new guy she's been with for a while, and it's kind of like,
I thought maybe they taped that earlier when she
I think they did.
Maybe they did. I don't know how long this project has been in.
No, because that makes sense, because, you know, they were going to bring the camera crew to the fan club weekend, and a lot of people did not want to sign it. A lot of people were mad that Kelly and Kristen brought the camera crew, you know, to the
well, they
event
were mad
without,
because they weren't told about
they
it. They were mad because they weren't told about it. It wasn't necessarily that they were doing the show. It was that they weren't told about it beforehand, and they were kind of forced on the spot to have to sign the agreements.
Right.
And I think that's what they were upset about.
I'm
I don't
sure ABC had something to do with forcing signing.
I'm sure.
They needed it for the show.
Because, you know, there was all these rumors that said he wasn't going to sign a release and that he wasn't going to be a part of it, and that's not true. He never said that. He he's actually did sign a release. So, I mean, I think that a lot of people misconstrued a lot of the stuff that was that happened at that, you know, at the fan club weekend. And it just played into all the rumors that, oh, you know, they hate each other and blah, blah, blah. But I've said it before. I don't believe for 1 second that they hate each other.
I think both of them will be happy when the appearing is over. I mean,
well, I don't know that Kelly would.
Steve will too. I really don't see the chemistry with those two as I did with Liz or Becky. I think it's just a natural chemistry with them two.
I've never heard Steve talk about Jason and Sam's chemistry. Now, Kelly talks that says
me neither. I've never heard him either.
I've never heard him say that.
Right.
I've never.
Now, he won't
I mean,
talk,
I
he
could
really
see,
talk about chemistry
like,
with
back
Becky
in the
either.
Day when
he
Jason and Sam.
About it being a natural, you know, to get along and everything, but I don't think he
right.
really ever
it's
talks about chemistry.
I always put it, when I get really ramped about this, I have to put it in perspective and this is a job, and you do what your boss tells you. If you don't, you get fired.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're at a job you don't like for a while, you could tell, you could sense, you know, when you're doing your job, because there's somebody at work at this new job that I have, and I go, what's the matter? And he goes, I just don't want to. He's only been there for, like, five, not very long. It's like, I don't want to be here, but he's got to do it because it's a job, and they're very hard to find.
A lot of
and
people
so it's just like
position.
with like you could see on sometimes when you watch when I would watch Steve Burton with Kelly Monaco. I don't know. I think we've talked about it before. You could tell when he's in a scene with Rebecca or Sam. You know, and so that's kind of like if he's not liking this pairing now anymore because it's just so done.
I don't think he minded it in the beginning, but I think you also have to remember that as much of a friend that he is with Becky, we fans take it so passionately. We're passionate about our couples.
Yeah.
These guys just go to work. They're not as passionate about it as we are because
it's
a job to them.
They're characters.
You know, he may have a preference of working with Becky because it's a better working relationship, and he definitely has said in the past that it was a story that needed to be told. That's all. I mean, he's like, he gets it like we just want our story told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a beginning and we've had an end. We've never had a middle. And that's why the liaison fans are the way they are.
Yeah,
he agrees with that. But I think that you have to remember he's not as some people say he's a fangirl. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I just think that sometimes the fans think, oh, he's just, you know. And I know he fought for liaison, but he fought for the story to be told. And I think people have to keep it in mind that the fans are more passionate about their couples than the actors are.
Absolutely.
They like who they like, and they are passionate, but they're not as passionate as the game.
Well, they also
to them it is
say,
a job.
They can't say out in front of public, say, well,
exactly.
I really don't like working with Kelly Monaco as much as I like Becky. So, you know, I cut her slack in the real life with that. But I hate the characters. I do. I hate Sam to
and I also think it's also because Steve is he takes acting very seriously. And I think he likes to be in scenes with people who are as good or maybe better than he is. And he works with Becky. He knows that she has a work ethic. And so, you know, it's like you said before, Shiloh, she pulls something, or maybe it was Alva, she pulls more out of him because they're on the same plane. Whereas with Kelly, it's probably more work.
Because he's personal friends with Becky. I mean,
with somebody, that doesn't mean that they necessarily are a good actor or actress.
When
he says
if he slept over at their house, I mean, to me, that's pretty good friendship. I wouldn't go spend the night with some friends if I didn't like them.
Right.
Yeah, I just think, you know,
I'm
talking about talent. I'm talking about from a talent point of view. It's easier to work with Becky because Becky's just good. She's good in everything she does. It's all the crap that they give her, she does it with panache. Whereas Kelly is just, Kelly and her fans will disagree and they see what they want to see in her.
I personally
don't think she's that good of an actress.
I don't either.
She doesn't convince me in what she's supposed to be convincing me in with.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference. I know that
when she lost the baby scene, when she lost Lila, I'm sorry, but it's a loss of a child, but I mean, I don't know.
Convincing.
I just...
And
I
somebody on this show pointed out that when Steve was talking about those scenes, he complimented Becky during those scenes. He did not compliment Kelly.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
I didn't
remember
when she had Lila. I
was watching that, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I thought it was very interesting how Liz, you know, went to comfort Sunny, and...
It just makes me sad that
writing, like, there's good actors. Like, I'm not defending Kelly, okay, but I'm gonna compare. When Kelly was on Port Charles, I'm sorry, but she was doing really good on that show. And
I liked her on Port Charles. Yeah, me too.
You see, and I never got to see her on there.
See, I did see her on. That's where
I didn't see her. I didn't think she was that good. But that's
she was around people, and this is what I had said. She was around people who were just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as
they were all on
the
same plane.
They were all on the same plane. Right. And then she jumped from Port Charles, you know, playing a vampire.
Yeah.
To playing what I thought when I heard Kelly Monaco was going to play this new character, I was thinking of a female James Bond type, like her whole independence, like I don't need a man, you know, nobody's going to.
Oh, God. Well, if that's what they intended.
I noticed. Right, and then they put her with Sonny. And
yeah,
I was bombed. That was like, that was it. It was Jack first, wasn't it? It was Jack.
Yeah,
it was Jack. Yeah,
I remember Jack.
Kingo was raised because he said he came up with the nickname Jam and whatnot. And it was like, okay. Then people said, well, is that Brenda's twin? So it was like Kelly didn't really have a fair shot. I don't know. Like, I just look at it as Kelly is an actress who's there to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, her story, like, her whole character really was a letdown. Like, I'm still waiting for them to have Helena and Sam in a scene together because
me too.
The reason that she is a letdown is because of Franz. And because Franz forced this coupling.
Yes.
And he would not let it end.
Right.
That is why the Sam character was ruined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you know what? And I go back to the thing is, you know, God, you know, if Kelly never threw Greg under the bus the way she did, and, you know, because I was in a happy mood when, you know, Sam and Lucky were together.
God, I loved
it
them
was
together.
Like,
I did, too.
Yeah,
I thought they
were
like
awesome.
Better.
They were awesome. Hot. The chemistry between those two was great.
And she had
the
hot tub scene. And she had a point of view. And she was not about just about the man.
Yeah,
and I have said this before. I said this when Silas was on the show. I said the problem with other than Robin and Elizabeth, the problem with Jason's love interests, Courtney and Sam, is that when they become his love interest, they lose their identity.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about
they do.
Jason. Robin and Elizabeth didn't lose their identity because they had huge storylines outside of Jason.
Yeah.
And they couldn't lose their identity. They couldn't. They were already established characters who were huge in their own right, and they could not. They couldn't ruin them, so to speak, and not in losing their identity. That is the problem with a lot of Jason's love interests. They all become about Jason.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm sorry. I don't want Elizabeth all about Jason. I want Elizabeth
I
want Elizabeth to have her own identity.
Yes.
I don't want
her
to be oil on Jason's butt like Sam is.
Well, look at her with Lucky still. She's acting like she's following him around like a puppy dog, and it's like
but
Liz.
But they've always written her that way. I mean, that's
but you know what? I think for Liz, for the Lucky thing, she feels guilty that she cannot save him. And sometimes no matter how...
I think that's part of it.
Well, she couldn't save him even when she was when he was on drugs, when this whole...
Yeah,
when they, Jason and when Jason and Liz got together, she couldn't save him even when he got himself... He only got himself into treatment because of the baby, not because of Liz.
Exactly.
It was because of the baby, so she can't save him. She tried, and she can't do it. And he put the baby first... Then over her or Cameron, you know, he wasn't thinking. As soon as he found out she was pregnant, that's when he got himself some help. He didn't get help when for her, or she even said that to Jason. Jason, what hurts right now is that he's getting help because of the baby.
I mean, I agree with that, but a lot of the writing back then was just to let's ruin Lucky's character
But you know what? I liked Lucky. I think Greg did a great job.
He did a very good job with what he was given. Yes,
I think so too.
Yep.
And they didn't like Greg Vaughn, in the role. And Guza had a plan, and that was his plan. And a lot of that crap was written to make Lucky look like a jackass, and that's why people can't let the crap in the past go. And Lucky did this, and Lucky did that, and that was all part of the political, you know, backstage politics that was going on at the time. So
it's like, where is the creativity now on soap operas? Only One Life to Live is a little bit more creative, but
because they don't run on agendas. They don't run on let's ruin a character. I mean, because I'm not going to fight about this, but, you know, Sam was taken to such a dark place, and I said this before, and that was because Kelly Monaco was going to leave, and they decided that they were going to punish her because she was opting to leave, so he took her, he ruined Sam. They ruined Lucky. They ruined a lot of people within that storyline. And the Jake storyline, as much as I love my Jakey Poo, was not one of my favorite storylines.
No, it wasn't one of my favorite storylines either.
You know,
I wanted Liz and Jason
together, but it was at an expense. And, you know, so I can see it from all points of view and all fan bases' points of view on that one.
Well, he was just a cute little actor. I mean, the kid was adorable.
Oh, I love Jake. Oh,
you
I
know
love
what?
Jake.
Yeah,
I'm so happy that we got Jake.
But you
I'm
know
not
what?
Saying that
yeah,
I love
but you know what? The thing. I know everybody
I
know
wanted
what?
Storyline.
I know everybody
But you know
it.
What?
Okay,
One at a time, please.
One at a time, folks. One at a time.
I'm going to pass the stick around.
Okay, who's going to go first? Somebody was about to say something, and I was waiting for the talk, but then somebody talked over, and I don't know who it was.
I thought
it was Carly. I thought I
no,
heard
it was
Carly.
You.
It was somebody
else
that I was waiting
for.
No,
I heard a question.
No, I just think, I just think the next couple of weeks is going to be really hard, but I feel the thing is coming at the end.
But you
know,
can I just interject? I've been hearing this forever, and I just want it to come sooner than later now. I'm tired of waiting. I want it now.
Okay, you know what?
You're Terry, you're going to believe it when you see it.
November sweeps. Lone Star just said it on the chat board.
You know what? I know everybody said that, you know, Kelly went to I like Kelly in that dark place.
I think that was some of her better acting
that she has ever done.
I
liked her there. She had her own thing.
I agree.
Now she has nothing.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
she should take over for Helena.
Helena, yeah.
Interacting
yeah,
together.
She did right. a good villain on Port Charles. She could do a good one on General Hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think her and Helena would be awesome together.
But
thank
you know,
you.
My thing is Sam really Alexis's doll? That
well,
always
I know.
Is because I think originally Alexis, this kid was going to be a boy. Oh, you know.
I did too.
Yeah.
Well, I only heard that originally they were going to have Alexis have a kid back in when Elizabeth first came on the show. And the reason that Elizabeth kept saying that she didn't fit in with her family was because she was going to turn out to be Alexis's daughter. But at the time,
yeah.
Nancy Lee Grand did not want to have a grown kid on the show, so she nixed the idea. But that's originally what was supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Elizabeth was going to be, and then it was going to be she was going to be a Cassadine, and Lucky was a Spencer, and it was going to be a Romeo and Juliet.
I think Spinelli should be your son.
Oh, hey, excuse me, don't make my little boyfriend pay for people.
That's funny. I'm sorry, Alexis
no.
and Spinelli, the mother and
perfect.
Son. No,
I still think it would be funny to have Spinelli.
Be Sonny's son.
Yeah.
Be Sonny's son.
Because
no
I would love that.
He does not need any more kids.
No,
I'm sorry. He does not need
hey,
any more kids.
Yeah.
Isn't there some on Days of Our Lives? Stefano, it's like Stefano on Days of Our Lives. He's got so many kids. You know, I mean,
yes.
and the next thing you
know,
half
of them hate
Wait, Stefano doesn't have as many kids as we thought. If you really want to play Stefano,
well,
no, really
I mean,
all he has now is EJ Elvis and
no,
Chad and Lexi.
And then the two adopted kids were Peter Blake and... Was it Peter
was
and Kristen, his adopted kids or something? Tony was his a kid.
Yeah, Tony was his son.
Mm-hmm.
Son or whatever. And didn't he have adopted kids, too?
Stefano
Kristen
has,
was his
I believe, seven kids. I might be wrong. I think Stefano has seven kids.
He has seven kids?
I loved the Demiras back in the day when Tony
too.
And Anna were first getting together. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I loved Tony and Anna.
Yep.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Because I was not a big Marlena
fan. I didn't watch
today.
I was going to watch today.
It was good today. It was actually really
Anna.
Good. I started crying a little bit. I was crying a little in the beginning, but it was really good show. I was looking forward to it, and it was really good. It's continuing on till tomorrow, and I mean from today, how it ended today, it's continuing on tomorrow and all that.
I actually watched it today and taped YNR.
Oh.
Oh, you did? Really?
Wait,
oh.
YNR and Days of Our Life is on at the same time?
Yes. Here it is in Kentucky. It is. Oh,
really?
Man, you know how weird. You know how weird that how soaps are on a different time because, you know, Days of Our Life used to come here on at 9:00 in the morning. I'm not kidding.
None of our shows came on in the morning.
Garland came on at 10. Yeah, Garland came on at what 9 and 10 in the morning.
Ours
yeah.
has always been on in the afternoon. We've never
yeah,
had any morning.
Yeah, ours is always on in the afternoon.
Yeah, I've never
yeah,
had any
no.
morning.
Comes
so.
On at 12:30 to 1:30, and then all my children come on at 1,
young,
and one night flips in at 2.
Well, daylight saving time affects us, too. I mean, here.
That's true.
You know, the shows change hours. Kind of. This year it's changed,
I don't
so
want
I think they changed it. But
I... don't like daylight saving time. I
don't either.
Is it supposed to be changing soon? Isn't it supposed to change next month, or is it November?
It's spring ahead, fall
yeah,
behind. So
yeah,
I'm going back an hour.
Oh, God.
Or two
I hate
or
when
three.
I go back. It's just you get used to one time change for so long.
I know.
And then you got to. I remember once I was going to Arizona because they don't have time
yep.
change, and I had
exactly.
set my VCR. I had set my VCR for something
yes.
on the time, not realizing the time change. And then I was like in Arizona. I'm like, oh, it's recording right now. And then I realized that Arizona's time doesn't change. And then
right.
I realized, oh, God, I just missed an hour of it, or it didn't tape. I was so pissed off with myself. Yeah.
I lived there for 40 years or more. And
yeah, I was like, man, I should have lived here. The time doesn't change at all. I don't know why they don't change the time. I think my dad said during World War II. It was during World War II or something. They changed the time. They did that with the change of the time or something. They wanted the day to go longer or something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
it's such a bummer. I'm from Wisconsin originally. It's such a bummer to wake up in the morning and it's freaking dark out still. You know? Going to high school, you know, that's
teenager. Hey, what part of the world is dark all, like, 6 months out of the year? What is it Alaska?
Alaska and Norway and the Midwest.
Could you imagine living? I couldn't imagine living in the dark.
It's not like what you think, though. It's not like sunlight. It's like a dusk type of thing.
Oh, really?
And it doesn't get dark. But it's like a dusk type of thing.
They probably have blackout drapes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have curtains. They have those special kind of curtains that are black.
Oh, okay, good, because how can you live? I don't think I could live in the daylight all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I couldn't either.
But I'd be able to sleep, though, but I mean, it would be, I'd have to get used to sleeping even when it's dusk, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, is it sometimes it's nice and other times, you know, but I hate it because the only reason I hate it is because my grandma is not allowed to drive, like, after dark, so if she's, like, over here at my sister and my brother's house, she has to spend the night or get a ride home, and, you know, it's like, and, you know, I hate the time thing.
I have a daughter in Arizona, which is 3 hours difference, and then I have most of my family and a best friend in Wisconsin that's an hour difference from me. So I always, that's how come I'm always, when I see the boards are going to have, or we're going to have a blog talk show, they don't always say what time frame it's in.
Yeah.
So I wait until I get the message and see.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to listen.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get going because my phone's been beeping.
You know what, Silo? We need to get you a really good phone that never beeps. You know that? We need to get you like a phone that never beeps, and then you can stay on forever with us.
Well, I already switched phones because my other one that's my better phone was running low because I talked to my daughter and my best friend. So I got to go. But I'll be back next week. We will
have it on Friday night.
You
and
Liaison
Radio.
Your schedule's changed.
Okay, I will. But Liaison Radio will be right after us on Friday night. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will be like 10:30 Central, 8:30 p.m. Pacific. So, Carly, you'll have your show for like an hour and a half, I think, right?
Yep.
Christy, have you been on all this time?
I have. I'm just multitasking and
I did not know you were on this whole time.
I have been on this whole time.
Oh, my gosh. Christy, did you watch Glee? The premiere, of course, you did. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you think about Will and Emma? Oh, my God.
I'm very excited.
They're together, but she's not getting intimate quite yet with him yet.
I don't think she slept with him. People, I think, made assumptions that they already slept together. They haven't.
No, they have not.
Isn't everything in the bedroom like completely normal? And he's like, yes. And then he's like, well, no, I get the green light, and the red light comes just as fast.
I know.
I feel bad. I was like, oh, I'll give you the green light.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
I wanted to see an episode of that, like, of Will and Emma moving in, and what would that be like? Like, I wanted to see an episode, like, because I watched it, I was like, okay, when did they move in? Like, did I miss, like...
I didn't know. You didn't miss anything, because I was wondering the same thing. Are they living together or what?
I was like, when did this happen? And, okay, I know everybody's like, poor Quinn. I like how Quinn looks. I was like, finally, this girl has reverted backwards. She didn't, because she knows. She knows it's like, okay, being popular didn't work. So what's the opposite? Not care. Like, I kind of like that storyline and Rachel and Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Rachel and Kurt, that was so funny when they went to go to the place and everybody was like them, you know?
Yeah.
They realized the real world is going to be quite hard. It's going to be tough for them when they go out to Broadway, New York, whatever. They're realizing, oh, my God, it's cruel world, like, you know.
Wait, did you ever watch the Glee Project? Did anybody watch
it?
I don't watch that one.
Mm-mm. Okay, because
I must be the only person that doesn't like Glee. I can't stand that show.
The girl that was on there, the girl that was singing that song, the one that was like Rachel, she was one of the four in the Glee Project.
Yeah.
Like, all of them actually won a spot on the show. Like, I think she has two more episodes because Ryan Murphy had gave the runners up like three episodes, and the two winners, they get like six or seven. But I was like, I don't know. I had mixed feelings about it. I was happy that we're going to know, you know, who's graduating. But I was shocked because I thought Tina and Artie were seniors, but they're really juniors. So I kind of got upset about that. I was like, wait, huh?
So did I. I thought they were all in the same grade. I thought they were all like freshmen.
I think they had to clarify that for next season because there's been a lot of talk about who's graduating, who's not going to be there next season, and blah, 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 blah. So I think they had to clarify at the beginning of this season this year, like, okay, who's really a senior and who's not.
Yeah.
But then
that was interesting, though. So then you find out that a bunch of them were really freshmen in season one.
Exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I like... the new, what's he's a guest, he's a regular now, Darren Criss, he plays Kurt's boyfriend.
I like him.
I
see him live in Darren Criss. Is there anything that man can't do? I love him.
Probably
he's
not.
He's great.
We're keeping this really G-rated, right?
I admire him so much that he's a straight guy and he can play a gay character. Like, that's so admirable to me.
I liked him when he sang on the show on last Tuesday, when he got out there and he was singing when he came to join the school. That was in my head today.
Like, that's been in my head on and off since I watched the episode.
He's so cute. I just too bad he's gay on this show, or you know what I mean? But, I mean, he's so cute. I would love to see him with, like, one of the girls, but, you know, he's, like, gay. But Kurt needed a guy, so he needed a boyfriend.
Oh, by the way, you guys.
The guy that plays Sam, he's not been, he's not going to be on there, I don't think. Maybe he's recurring or something.
He didn't resign his contract because he said on Twitter, he was like, he wants to go ahead and do some other things. He was like, that Glee wasn't bad or anything. He just didn't feel comfortable.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, maybe it's some backstage stuff, but yeah, because he was wishing everybody good luck. He's like, who knows, maybe Sam might come back and borrow some chapstick.
You know, speaking of musicals or music, that movie Footloose is coming out. I watched some clips of that, but they're so making it like the clips, the same lines like from the 80s version are in there. I mean, they're making it so like the original. I mean, can't they just do, I don't know, I mean.
It's because Hollywood can't come up with anything original. They have to have everything be a remake.
Even the scene where he's in the car as Beetle, when Kevin Bacon, and he has the police, they're playing the tape police, and the guy, or the police are after you, and he stops the car, and they're like, and the cop, you know, goes under his chin with the tape or whatever, you know. And
playing Motley Crue?
What was that? He was playing the police. He was playing the police in that scene. And then his friend goes, no, the police are behind you or something or whatever, and then they stopped him. But that's, I don't know. I mean, the scenes that when I watch the previews of the new version, I'm like, they're like the same scenes from the original.
Oh my God. That's what I said. If you want to watch the original.
Original, yeah. Exactly.
Like
even the Ariel scene, even the Ariel, like, what's your name, Ariel,
yeah.
You know, but remember that scene? There's a scene like that, you know, I'm like, okay, come on, can't you just come, I know you don't want to ruin it, but come on, you can make it a little bit kind of different.
I'm sure there's some
scenes that are different,
yeah.
But what?
Okay, now we have 9 more seconds before we go off live feed, so I just want to say we will be back Friday, and Christy will be back after my show, so it's back to back of the greatest two shows in Blog Talk history.
Okay.
Right.
I'm biased much. Okay. You know that there's a movie coming out, another movie coming out, Dream House with Daniel Craig, and a lot of it's been getting a lot of slack lately because it showed a lot of previews. Too many clips that gave it away, like the twist away or whatever. I went to the movies on Friday and they showed the whole about the movie, the preview, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, trailers tend to do that.
They just ruined. If that's the twist of the movie, they just gave away the whole movie.
What did you go
see? Another twist to make you think that was the twist that was in the movie in the past.
And maybe it's not the twist, but I mean it's probably not. But I mean it looked like it because it looked like maybe he's the one that killed his family and the two girls or whatever because he went to go investigate the house, you know, or what happened.
What movie did you see?
Huh? What movie did I see on Friday, Carly? Do you remember?
Oh, that one Christy saw, too.
Abduction. Oh, I saw Abduction with Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
I don't know.
Just for Taylor Lautner. That's really the only reason I was going to see
I wanted to see him other than playing a werewolf, you know, something different.
Well,
so.
Apparently there's really bad reviews out there. Like, all the critics didn't like it, and they thought it was a horrible movie.
Of course.
You know, my little complaint about the movie, people, is why does it cost $9 to go to a movie, even if you're, like, $45?
How much it cost?
Well, Friday it cost me, I didn't make it to the matinee because it was after 5 at, like, $12.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, like mine's is $13.50 now.
Oh God.
Today.
Yeah, I won't go.
Really?
You might as well go.
It's gonna cost you. If people get popcorn and soda, you know how much it would probably cost?
No.
Like $40 to go to a movie when you could go out for dinner.
I sneak my food in my bag. That's what we do sometimes too. And a soda and some.
I don't even go to the movies anymore. It takes a lot to get me to go to the movie. I only go when it's one that you have to see on the big screen because it's just not worth it anymore. You know,
I've come to realize. I spent money on a movie, a remake of a movie once. It was God, I regretted seeing it after. I'm like, they butchered it.
It
was Clash of the Titans. They ruined that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
That was mad.
You know what?
And they're redoing it. They're remaking a sequel, but they're doing it to where the way it should be, like Andromeda. And they ruined the Andromeda Greek mythology, but now they're making it more Andromeda is going to be in it the way it should have been because in Clash of the Titans and the one I saw with the one with the original movie Andromeda, he saved Andromeda and they got together and they got married and they totally butchered that part of the story. He went with somebody else, like some other chick that wasn't even part of the mythology of it all. I don't know. I go to movies sometimes. Not for, I like action movies. I love the action, but I like to go for a little bit of the girly parts of the girly girl movie
yeah.
parts of it. You know, like the romance.
I only go to
chick
flicks. He likes his action. Well, he likes serious dramas too. So, but I'm a girly chick.
Yeah, I like to see that.
I don't go to the action movies.
Okay,
I
love action. I love all them. I love action, horror, romance. I mean, and a mixture of all three, I don't mind. But, I mean,
I like
if they're going to butcher a remake, if they're going to do a remake, they need to pay tribute to the remake, not totally butcher
exactly.
it. And, you know, I hated when I couldn't believe after I walked out of that theater, I spent, like, at that time, $10 to go see it. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, what did I just do? Yeah, maybe I went to see it because I like the actor in it, too, but come on.
Okay, you know what it's so
much. What was it with Leonardo DiCaprio? Was the Shutter Island.
No, that was good.
Did the ending. Was he in the mental, was he having a hallucinating
yeah.
the whole time?
Yeah.
Or was that, okay. My niece came into my room. She's like, what was that?
It's a bad time to realize.
What
it.
Happened? It's just like when I took her to see Sixth Sense a long time ago. She's like 20.
You know what? And that was what I was gonna say when you said the trailers give everything away. I watched The Sixth Sense, and I swear he gives you clues throughout the whole daggone movie, and I still didn't get. I did not know Bruce Willis was dead until the wedding ring, when his hair, and you saw the steam coming out of his, you know, out of his mouth because it was cold, and I was like, I'll be damned, he was dead. And I went back and watched it. I'm like, he tells you through the whole thing, but you don't get it. I never picked it up.
I know my niece.
My niece,
I don't know how old she was at the time. I took her to see it, and she's like, Terry, what about the ending? What was that? Was he dead? Or she couldn't understand it. And so we had to see. So she saw it again. And I had to go see it again to figure it out for myself. Like the clues. Then when you see it again, then you understand, you know.
Because we went to see the remake of Psycho. I loved the original Psycho. Okay.
I hated
the remake. And it was exactly the same as the first one. But that's because as much as I love Vince Vaughn was not Norman.
Norman. I think,
and because Anthony Perkins played him in such a way that he was so menacing, but he was so innocent at the same time. Norman Bates. Vince Vaughn just couldn't play that role that way, and so it sucked. And the only reason they remade it was so they could show more nudity in the movie.
Speaking of Norman Bates at Universal Studios, I don't know if they do it now, but when you go on the tram, you know, through Norman Bates Hotel, I don't know if it was around Halloween one year or something, but they have the Norman Bates Hotel in the car, you know, in the front,
they have
and
the
they
house.
Actually for this the house. And then they have the guy, he dressed up as Norman Bates, and he's kind of, like, following us along the way. He's, like, walking along with the tram, like, freaking That was the first time they had done that. I'm all freaking out, you know? Like, no, God, my God, Norman Bates is going to come kill us.
I love Alfred Hitchcock movies. I could sit there and watch Alfred Hitchcock
Love the
birds.
I love the birds.
Oh,
I was getting freaked out with
so bad
crows.
When I was a kid. To this day, I don't like birds.
See, me and you too.
Who is that?
I like birds, but that movie scared the crap out of me.
I love the birds, but she's
scared
of Hitchcock,
That's
my favorite is Rear Window, though. I love Rear Window.
And I have a frightened, I can't stand birds to be near me. That movie scared me so bad.
I was together. I'm like, they're coming for us.
When I first saw that, and then I had to move into a new house, the first thing I did was go up into the bathroom. I'm like,
God.
If one spider comes out, I'm leaving. I turned the water on and everything, nothing came out. I was like, okay, we're good.
Well, my cousin did the worst thing ever.
My cousin threw in a fake spider.
God.
Like, the truth came out finally. I had a nervous breakdown. I was like, what? And then he's like, Candace, that was a fake spider. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
What was,
yeah.
that, There was a movie called Creepshow. It was called Creepshow.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was an episode
yeah.
of the cockroaches, and the guy was killing them with spray, and they kept coming out of the cracks, and he kept killing them. But then as he kept killing them, more would come, and then they ended up killing him and come. Oh God, that
yeah.
freaked me out. I can't stand them. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My niece heard me. She's like, "Oh, I watch Creepshow." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I don't like cockroaches. I can't stand them." And then she'll go get like a fake like bug, a fake bug, and just freak the shit out of me with it. Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, no,
she did that once. I'm going in the bathroom.
I'm not going to be going to sleep tonight because y'all just wipe everything.
What? I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean, oh God, oh man.
Well,
I feel sorry for a bug today at work. These kids were playing around with a grasshopper, or some, and they're like, "Kill it!" And the teacher, the teacher I work with, is like, "I'll pay you $5, kill it." And I'm like, no, don't. And I'm like, kill an innocent bug. Yeah, I do the
same
thing.
I have no sympathy for bugs. I'm like,
me neither, but I mean, it was surrounded. It was surrounded. It couldn't get away. I felt bad. Poor thing. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, how did we turn from...
I don't know how we got on this either.
Okay,
okay.
Okay.
Because I said I didn't like birds.
Birds, yeah.
Okay. I can do you guys all a better one. My brother is evil, the little one. When I was getting in bed, I was releasing... sleepy, and I pulled the cover back, and there was a real-life snake, okay?
Oh, my God. Well, at least it wasn't
a horse head. And no, I screamed, and Karen and my dad had a broom. I don't know why he had a broom. But because I kept saying, kid, and he comes running in with a broom. He sees the snake, and he goes and gets a pillow. I sat down on the couch tonight because the snake. I'm terrified of snakes.
Yeah, I don't like snakes either.
Real electric.
They are slimy.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, they're
making Twilight into a Broadway musical. That was the announcement they made too at the flea market. They was like coming in spring, early summer of 2012. Twilight, the Broadway musical. There you go.
Oh. So
yeah.
Did you just happen to go there? Were you bored on Saturday or Sunday?
No,
what
happened? Because, all right, usually on weekends I babysit. Like, I actually work at a daycare for, like, 5 days a week, and I babysit on the side. And because some of my parents know that next week I'm going on vacation, they was, like, trying to get me, you know, to watch their kids. Well, Saturday I babysat a nice little girl named Louise who likes her Young and the Restless. Thank you. And they get, you know, afterwards, and I was like, well, I don't have anything to do on Sunday. Like, usually I'm babysitting on Sundays too. And I really didn't have anything to do. And I remember hearing about the Broadway flea market. So I was like, oh, I'll just go up for the day. So I went up there and, you know, I went to that, and I went to the Madame Tussauds wax museum. And, like, hung out there and, you know, yeah, met some people.
Cool.
You know. So, yeah.
That was Saturday?
Yeah, they had to stop. That was Sunday, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, but they had to stop. They were doing a musical number. Like, some of the Broadway's, you know, like, the plays that are out now, like Follies and what was the other one? Ah, crap. Sister Act. Priscilla, I forgot what the other one was, but they were doing, like, you know, musical numbers and everything to attract people to come to their show. And then next thing you know, this guy runs up and on the stage and grabs the mic and says, "I'm sorry, excuse me, this is like an urgent announcement." He was like, coming next year, do we have any vampires in the audience? Like, what? Like, people are like, what? Like, but then again, it's New York, so people, you know, expect people to say crazy things. So then that's when he was like, well, come spring, early summer 2012, Twilight. And people was like, the Broadway musical. And he finished, and he was like, and that is all. And left. It was like, and people was like, oh my God. I'm like, are you serious? Like, Twilight is going to be a Broadway musical. I was like, they're now taking this too far. Like, don't get me wrong, I read the book, but I cannot get into the movies. I can't get into the Twilight hype. To me, it's the same thing. Like, I look at Twilight, and I'm thinking, okay, everybody thinks this is brand new. But hello, like Sarah Michelle said, Buffy was doing vampires before it was trendy. And before Buffy, there was Dark Shadows. So to me, get the whole Team Jacob, what is it, Team Edward, Team Bella. Like, I can't get into that because it's like, what? But at the flea market, people were screaming. People were like, oh my gosh, like, who's going to play Edward? Who's going to play? But on a flat, it's like Twilight. How in the world are they going to make Twilight into a Broadway musical?
Figure out a way.
I mean, didn't they learn anything from Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I love you too, but I'm waiting for Wonder Woman to be a Broadway musical or a movie or a TV show, a remake of the TV show.
It was supposed to, but it didn't get picked up.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me started about Wonder Woman, because I that's like my little, if.
Oh, I loved Wonder Woman growing up. I loved it.
I'm like, how come they haven't done a movie? Like, can they not find anybody to play her? Like, is that the problem?
No, they found somebody to play her. They filmed the pilot. NBC was gonna do it, and then they just decided not to pick it up.
They passed on it.
So.
But what I'm saying is, like, okay, there was a Supergirl movie that I saw it, and yeah, whatever. They had Batgirl, Catwoman. Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my Jean Grey and Storm movie, you know, from the X-Men franchise. Doubt that's going to happen. But I'm thinking, like, if anybody deserves a movie, it's Wonder Woman. And I made a joke on Facebook. I said, look, if they can't find anybody, somebody needs to call Katy Perry and offer her $20 million to do it. Because to me, Katy Perry would do it. She looks the part. But I know, you know, I don't know.
I don't know why they can't. I don't know what it was. I don't know if they couldn't find an actress. I don't know why they were having problems doing it.
You know what I really want to know? I don't know why I want to know this, but I want to know how badly the Sioux did today. I just, with all the hype out there, I'm just wondering how much they bombed.
Well, they're going to find out tomorrow.
Good, because I...
Ratings will be in tomorrow for it.
Good, because I hope they bomb really, really, really terrible.
I mean, you have all my children fans who, you know, watch either Days of Our Lives today or Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But then again, you have those who are interested in that kind of stuff. So, and depending on the time that, you know, if it did take over the 1 o'clock slot, in most of the major, like, marketing areas, that's going to be a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
didn't see a lot of promotion in New York for that show. I can honestly say that. I did not see, it was mostly Fox shows, it was NBC shows, and some CBS shows, but right where they have, like, Good Morning America at, and also in the billboards, I did not see one thing for the chick. I saw Dancing with the Stars. I saw the Disney Channel shows that they're promoting. I saw them talk about Desperate Housewives. What is it? Once Upon a Time. That's the new show, right? Once Upon a Time, Grey's Anatomy. They were talking about everything else. I did not see anything, and I was really shocked at that. I was like, wait a minute, where's the... Like, I was looking all over. I even went to, like, restaurant. Well, I went to one restaurant and didn't see anything. So I don't know how well it is going to do. Hopefully it does really bad. Oh, but actually, what other show came on at 1 o'clock besides Days and Young and Restless, like in other markets? That's like, what, Dr. Oz or something? Like a talk show? I don't know. I don't know, but I hope that even, I hope that Sesame Street beat, you know, and the Chew got screwed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, because in our market is on at noon, and the only thing that could really take its lead is, like, the people code of over here, because we don't have any soaps on 11 o'clock when it all goes, and then 12 o'clock it was AMC, but 12:30 is B&B. And then one is One Life to Live in Days of Our Life, and two is in a hospital.
Okay, because here is 12:30 to 1:30 is Young and Restless, and then 1:30 is Bold and Beautiful, and All My Children was on at 1, 2 was One Life, and 3 is General Hospital, and 1 o'clock is on for Days of Our Lives. So, like, All My Children, like, fit in because you get a half an hour of Young and Restless, and then, you know, you can watch the rest of All My Children. But like my grandfather said, what he did was he did like half and half to fill his,
oh, yeah,
his void. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And I actually asked him, I said, how was day one for you? And he was like, it wasn't easy, Candace. It wasn't easy. He was like, I was expecting to see Erica, you know, pine and crying over Jackson, and Jackson walking and back in and kissing her and says, you know what? I don't care. Let's get back together. And they were going to have a big wedding with Ted and Dixie and Adam and Brooke. I was like, yeah. Because that's how I kind of wanted it to. But that's why I said, like, with him, like, my grandfather, like, I did feel that sadness because I know that when he goes online, he, like I said, he'll probably call me up and say, Candace, can you help me? But I was just thinking of everybody else who won't be able to do that, you know, watch
yeah.
it online.
And you know what, yeah, I keep thinking about that too. I mean, you know, I mean, and I'm not being disrespectful, but the older generations are afraid of the computer. Or if you're like my grandma is thinking, if you touch one key, you're going to break it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, Grandma, you're not going to break it. Well, how do you know that? Because I use mine all the time. I use it for a lot of different things. And she goes, but you had to get a new computer. I'm like, Grandma, my computer was 9 years old. Oh, why does it last forever? I'm like, okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, yeah, I mean, yes, Tia, what you're doing, you are just quiet. Terry?
Did I leave?
Oh, my God.
Is it just
no.
us?
Christy?
Did Christy go?
Yep, I'm here. What's up?
Terry? Terry? Well, maybe she accidentally muted herself. She does that sometimes.
Sometimes I
do
that,
Terry,
too.
Do I get a prize for predicting about babes? Oh, All My Children.
Yes, you
so
get a prize.
Thank you. I'm two for two now, right? I predicted what was going to happen on One Life, and I predicted what was going to happen on All My Children.
Okay, Candace, no more predicting, okay? Predicting days are over for you, okay? I'm predicting days are over for you. You're banned from...
What is Thomas? Well, I mean, I had a fair prediction, but I guess since I can't say it, okay. It was a good one. It was about Liz and Jason.
Okay, fine. Okay, you can say it, fine. If it's a
okay.
good one.
That's
okay, so far, for those who want to know, I predicted the whole two Todd thing. And I predicted
yes, you
I
did.
Was going to come back to JR. I said it was going to be an event, and I said he's probably going to see her and think something's going on. So this is my third prediction, and I'm going to give it till December, January. Heck, I'm even going to say Valentine's Day for it. I predict that Jason and Liz will have a love scene, and they will definitely declare their love for each other. There you go. And somebody will overhear it, and it's not who you think.
Okay, you know, okay, Candace. Okay, if you are fucking right on this, then I'm really going to be worried about you that you have this psychic connection to, like, the soaps or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, what did you think about?
I would love it. Well, they said something was going to happen between them.
Yes.
Kind of get scared because sometimes, like, the whole prediction about the two Todd, I think that freaked her out.
Yes, it did. So, no, when I was watching it, I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry you guys for saying that, but I'm like, fucking shit. I don't have Canada's text thing so I can really wean her off for being right again. It's like, you know, when that was going on,
I called it when I found out, when we found out before they came out with this whole story about the twins.
Yes.
I said this was the only way they could actually do this, to make all fans be happy, Trevor and Roger. I said, I'm saturating my, it's going to be two times, and it was a reason for it because of Victor Sr. I called it. And when I found out Alexis Haven was coming back as Babe, I was like, it's even going to be for Bianca's wedding to Marissa, or another big event that JL's going to be thinking about being.
God. Okay.
Yep. So what do you think is going to pull Jason and Liz together?
It's going to be some kind of event. Like, it's going to have to be, like, an event that will shake them to a core to when they... Mm. To where either one of them goes to that other person and feels like that they're the only person that can relate to what they're going through at that time. So it could be Liz or it could be Jason. I'm going to kind of predict more so with Jason.
Terry, are you there? God, what if Terry fell asleep on us? That would be funny. That would be really, really funny, people.
Hopefully she doesn't snore. Then it won't be funny. If she snores.
Well, no, she didn't snore that bad.
Do you think it could be Jake that pulls them together?
So what is the weather like in everyone's...
Charlie.
You guys are mean.
No, you told me I can't do any more projections, and so I just can say that. Like, I just think it's going to be an event.
I never said that little boy was dead. I will say here, you didn't hear it from Candace. You heard it from me. I predict something is going on at a big castle-like place, and yes, the thing,
so
castle. Castle.
Well, I don't care what pulls them together, as long as it pulls them together.
They will. I feel my, you know what, I feel it. I feel it, yeah. I feel it. So, and...
if this prediction comes true, then yeah, I'm gonna start worrying about myself too.
No, Candace, if you get right on another prediction, and I are gonna have a talk off air, because then I'm gonna have you come with me to a psychic and figure out how I can win more money at the casino. If you're like the psychic, then you might help me in that area.
Wait a minute, hold up. If I'm psychic, the first thing I'm going to do is figure out how we can solve so many problems, like what steps need to be taken for that to happen. Then I'll go ahead and I'll predict when Brian Franz is freaking fired, and then announce that before he even finds out via Twitter, like everybody else is finding out things. Two, three, but he can't hope.
Fine, you will get a good cut, but, you know, if you're so psychic, you know, you can't help me win more. And because, no, the two tossings freaked me out. When it happened and I was watching late at night, and I live in an apartment, so I have to be kind of quiet, but I wasn't quiet then. I'm like, okay, this is fucking scaring me. Okay, so let's just say, okay, so how are you predicting one life to live going off?
Who, me?
Yes.
I told you what I thought.
I mean, but
any time if I'm wrong on this, then somebody at Proxmoor and ABC needs to be hurt. But I think that Victor is still alive, living
yep.
in the underground city. Think about it. Like, remember what Irene said? This is not over yet. If you think that
yep.
you know this is just the beginning, what I mean, that was a clue. Everything that Landview has come to know and love will forever be changed. And also think about what Asa said. What everybody was going to get in that Buchanan family, they all deserve it.
Oh,
so
yeah, you
I'm
did say that.
Yeah, so I'm kind of putting two and two together, and I think Victor, it's going to be the shocker. It's going to be a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Something with either Victor Jr. being like, ta-da, like, I'm still alive, or Victor Sr. is still alive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With Mitch Lawrence. That's right. Mitch Lawrence is coming back. I believe that one. And if I'm wrong on that, then again, ABC screwed up, because that would have been a good storyline, too.
You think Joey really fell asleep on us?
I think she probably did. Is she still on my, like, is her number
yeah.
still? I think she's so sick. Wow. Unless she put us down and said that she's
you know what?
Whole,
okay, I just want to say, people, when you're asleep at night, and most people, you know, okay, fine, I will tell you guys about my mountain dream because it scared the crap out of me. I was on the mountain with Spinelli and Rex in my dream. Last night. And, you know, they were fighting over me. And fighting over me. And all of this was really good. But Spinelli was handing me a rock. And I grabbed it and I went off. I went off the mountain. I think I died in my own dream. And I woke up and I was on the floor. I woke up and I was on the floor. I fell out of my bed. Now, people, do you fall out of your bed when you're having, like, a crazy dream? Because I'm thinking about, you know, that's why I would never want, I've always wanted, like, a reading a window seat. But now I'm afraid of a window seat because if you left the window open... And I live on the fifth floor? Yeah. Yes, I will be dead. Oh, we have 20 more 6 minutes of record time, by the way, people. So, Candace, okay, do you have any predictions for Y&R?
Yes, I did. Now that Debbie Morgan is coming back on the show, I have a feeling that the storylines will be awesome.
But who did you think she's going to play?
Well, they already said she's going to play Tucker's ex and Davon's mother. And for those who are remembering history, Davon's mother was a crack addict. And her name was Yolanda, I believe it was. But I think they're giving the character another name. So either A, Davon was either A, adopted, stolen, or something, and the truth is about to come to light. Or Y&R is rewriting this whole storyline. So, but, yeah. What else? I want my Victor and Genevieve together. I want my Jack, Genevieve, and Victor triangle, and Nikki to come back and screw everybody over. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. That's also what I want. That's my prediction and what I want. Let me see. I want Phil. I predict that Phyllis's sister is going to play mind games with
every guy I feel was with. Just because.
Well, I just want my Billy and Victoria back together. I want my Billy and Victoria together.
Okay.
They did.
This is what I predict. I'm predicting this. Carly, not saying that I don't want Billy and Victoria to get back together, but I don't want it to be rushed. It needs to take planning. It needs to take time and patience. Something that
okay.
they didn't have the first time that they were together.
Everything you know what?
Rushy, rushy.
You know what? No, it wasn't for me. I want my Billy and Victoria together. I want them now, damn it. Because Victor should not be playing all these mind games because Victor.
I want my Chloe
yes.
and Chance.
Fine, you can't have your Chloe and Chance. I just want my Billy and Victoria. I'm not asking a lot of people. All I'm asking is Billy and Victoria. Get back together, Dante dies, Jason and Liz get together, Carly and Liz are friends, and
okay.
Sam dies along with Dante. See, that's not that much I'm asking people.
Wait a minute, Carly, I kind of predicted the Dante thing, remember? Think back when I said there should be a serial killer and somebody should push either Dante off the cliff or shoot him.
I think they shot him.
Yeah, they shot him.
Good. Well, see, but good, because he did.
So that means I'm 3-3.
Okay, you got to stop doing this. This is really spooking all of us out. Crystal, are you kind of spooked out?
Spooked out about what?
Oh, my God. Kansas!
Sorry.
I'm okay.
I was out of the loop here.
Well, that's fine now. Okay, and Terry, I don't know where Terry went, but she's on the Swiss bowl. I think she fell asleep on us.
Yeah, apparently. I predict that
apparently.
Shit.
You know, oh, she muted me for some bad reason. But no, if you're becoming white about this candidate, I think you need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Candace is pretty good with her predictions. That's
yes,
funny.
Okay. No, she's freaking me out.
Wait a minute. I got another prediction. Hold on. I predict
oh,
that Sean Carter might come back on Younger Russell's Golden Reefle to cause trouble.
I'm starting to think you're a soap opera psychic or something, Candace.
Yes,
and I would have predicted a lot of stuff. But, no, it's just like you just got to think of how the soaps are being written. Like, you know there's going to be an end game.
Okay,
you've been watching for a long time, Candace, so you know how these soap operas work and what usually tends to happen.
Yeah, but I've been watching One Life for the Day. I didn't even think about the Tale of Two Towns Candace did. You know?
Yeah, because I was back in May or June, I said, because they were going to bring Roger and they're going to have Trevor, and I said, I bet you any amount of money it's going to be Two Towns.
Because that's not even funny anymore.
I was joking, and then all of a sudden, I remember when they said that Todd had a twin. I was like, that's why I didn't call it that one night. Because it was the night that you had the show, and I didn't call in because I was like, I'm going to wait until Monday's episode to call in. I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You are okay, Kay. I won't say what you really are on there because... That would be weird. I mean, okay, now Audrey dropped. Audrey left us without saying goodbye, people. People, you need to say goodbye and I'll fall asleep on me. But no, I was just thinking back 2 years ago on my first show. It was me and this really bad co-host before I found Terry. And we had no callers the first show. My first show was the boringest thing in my co-host that I had at the time did not agree with half of the things I said, and she did not like Liz, and so that was kind of like a deal breaker right there.
Mm.
Yeah, you have to like Liz. Maybe blog talk is like knocking people off one at a time. It's like a moodoo. And the phone drops.
Talk, serial killer.
Okay, yeah, oh my God. Oh, wow, I went back, okay, I went back in the day, Candace. You knew that on Days of a Life there wasn't any really serial killers. I bet you knew they were on the island before they were on the island.
Look, you know what? I remember that storyline, and I just remember shaking my head. I was like, why? I was like, why? I was like, really? You were making me cry. Because I remember when they said Maggie was going to die and Alice, and I was like.
Oh, okay.
And then I was thinking to myself, they just pulled.
What?
What the whole Days of Our Lives thing. Someone else was talking.
Terry? Oh, that was spooky.
Yeah. That was like one of my moments with Days of Our Lives. I was like, why would you even do that? Because if you thought that was for the ratings, that wasn't like the best way to do it. And I remember it was the year of the Emmys when they had took off Alice and they honored Frances Reed with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Because that's
when the year Vanessa Marcel was hosting.
That's right. But when I saw Deidre Hall kill Marlena by a donut.
Yeah, you know somebody.
Yeah. And then April 1st, they go, oh, everyone's coming back. We were never dead. Oh, I was mad. Oh, I was dead. But I was the first one to find out that Aramid spelled backwards was Demir. I figured that out in history of science class. I was bored. And so I'm like, okay, let me figure out a mystery today. And I was so proud of myself because I was just playing with the words. And I did it backwards. I'm like, holy shit, it's spelled Demir. So I figured that out before anyone else. Well, you probably figured it out before me, but I didn't know you then, so I figured it out before you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to figure out something. I want to be right on a storyline. Fine. I'm predicting that baby Jake is alive.
Oh, that would be, oh, my God. That would just be shocking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would
because
love
you
that.
Know what? Number one, there was no fun you. Number two, Jason and Liz did not say goodbye. Number three, Liz was not allowed to ride in the ambulance. Come on, and little kids need their mommy to be called in the ambulance. So number four, every time Jason or Liz tried to go in the room, someone would end up talking to them. Number five. Liz's brother was being asked and not being there for his sister and, you know, not even sneaking his sister in the room. All suspense. But the thing is, did Robin and Patrick know? That is a $35 million question. I'm still debating
with... Well,
they
said that he was so messed up they couldn't tell. So I'm like, dude... Did they really know? Yeah. They were
try to tie that into what I said my prediction was. Tie it in. Like, that is like, you, Carly, you started it, then you got to tie it into how my prediction will work out.
Well, and you know, but I go back to that little boy, too. That little boy that Elizabeth and Monica were talking about a week or two before Jake died. He also had blonde hair. There's too many things with the Jake factor that don't add up, that have never added up. Okay, who believes that Jake is alive? Raise their hands.
Well, okay.
You know, I'm on your side, Carly, so yeah.
Okay.
Raise their hand
if people think that Sam has known or been part of it. Raise my hand again. Number three.
I would just love for Sam to just have been just been conning Jason all the way around. It would just be such a soapy thing.
Yep,
I was so close to tying in my prediction. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to finally put the nail into the coffin. No pun intended. You guys are saying it like.
You mean maybe Franco and Sam and someone else have been working together whole time?
Okay, this is my prediction. Okay, first, the event of everything will take place at the Castle Dyer at Windermere. Okay, with Jason and Liz being there, like somebody might have kidnapped them or set them up or something, some kind of like. The mystery, right? Like, maybe something did happen to Lucky. Maybe something happened to Sam. And that Jason or Liz goes here and they be together and they're, like, locked up in there or something like that. The person that I was talking about is Helena. What if Helena has freaking Jake somewhere in the castle, right?
Oh!
And Helena overhears Jason and Liz talking and them saying something about they're still in love with each other. What if Helena has, like, a videotape, a video camera or something, and shows it to Sam, and Sam starts to lose it? That's what I was
saying. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I should write for General Hospital. I'm going to throw that a couple
times. Oh, That would be sweet, too. Okay, go ahead.
What? No, I was going to say, but the twist is that Helena's going to make it look like Sam had Jake.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. I know, Carly, I know. You can pick up your jaw off your bag. I know.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
okay. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. I think somewhere... Franco has played in this too.
Well, considering that he's gonna get shot soon.
Yeah, but the thing is, who will be dumb enough to kill Franco? Okay, stop that. No, seriously. Okay, who? Yeah, who will kill Finkel? And who will fall asleep on me? Who will ever fall asleep with me doing the show? But he'll eat them really, really tired. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, she was about thinking that she was on the phone with us, and then she will realize it was a reality.
Oh, yeah. What was I? No, I mean, I just had this sense that, you know, soon we will learn everything we were supposed to. And we will all have our happy endings. And then Spinelli will come and find me and tell Maxie he has to dump her to be with me. What? I mean, Maxie has been treating Spinelli bad lately and...
I don't like those two together, Carly. That's exactly why I don't like Spinelli and Max two together, because Maxie treats him like crap, basically, and says, oh, well, you know, he's like my little puppy dog. He'll follow me around wherever and blah, blah, blah. And I just don't like them. Like he deserves better than Maxie.
Well.
And I don't like Maxie, so that has a lot to do with why I don't like them.
Oh, well, not that I don't like Maxie, but I think I know who Spinelli is to be with. I've always been, well, beside me, I've always been a Lulu and Spinelli fan. They have gone.
I like them, too. Those two I would have accepted.
Why? I always saw a Carly and Jason relationship in them. Like, they were the next Carly and Jason for the younger set.
Oh, yeah, that's what I always thought, too. I always thought that, too, because, you know, I wish there would be more Lulu and Spinelli thing because I miss that. I love that. I hope that Carly and Lulu make up because, you know, you know, what Lulu did to Carly with the whole Dante thing, I haven't forgiven her for yet. And, you know, deciding Dante over Carly was a bad, bad decision. And I haven't forgiven Lulu over it because, you know what, Dante breaks the law when it satisfies Dante. But then Dante wants to do the law when it satisfies him. He only wants to be a good cop when it satisfies him.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, but you know, the whole thing there, one storyline I hope they don't ever revisit, I don't think we need to see Zach's back. You know, I don't miss Zach's be on the show unless they are going to do a triangle with Zach, Sky, and Luke.
That would be good.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I think he should come back, because I don't like Jax either. I don't really care for Jax, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure, like, I know Ego is probably, like, you know, a great actor and everything, but, like, I don't care for his character on GH.
They ruined his character. They really ruined his character, and it was sad to see that happen. I'm sorry,
yeah.
But that was my opinion. Like, true. I didn't like the whole... Like, Jax was never the way that he was written over the last, I'm going to say, 6 months. Like, he would never have done what he was doing. But at the same time, when it's time for them to be written out or they're, you know, being written into a corner, it does seem, and it's becoming a pattern on General Hospital, they will go ahead and do the opposite of what that character's whole, you know, depth is, their whole, you know, Jax would never do drugs. We all know this. Jax would never fake his own death. He would never kidnap a child. He would never turn into somebody that he despises. That he would even, you know, say, like, well, you know, Sonny did this. How come Sonny's looking like the good guy and I'm looking like the bad guy? That's because of the writing. I mean, they did it with Xander. They did it for Logan. Which, you know, that was like a slap in the face. They did it to so many characters. But with Jax, I think they need to bring him back just to close it up. Like, to do, get everything that Jax meant to certain characters, get it all done, wrap it up in a nice little bow, and send it to Australia.
Well, you know, I will never forgive him for what he's done in Carly, for... You know, I would decide, oh, it's okay for Zeri to be in my life and Brenda's, but it wasn't okay for Carly to have Jason and Sonny in her life. For that, he was a hypocritical jerk. And when
Carly at the same time, Carly made, because there was a couple, like, I didn't agree with Carly. Like, I have I'm two side on Carly, because it's like Carly says, well, if you know, Sonny and them are bad for my kids, then I will put my kids' needs first before my own. But then two episodes later, here she comes running through Sonny's door. It's like you decide you want to make sure your kids are okay. You see what I'm saying?
You know what?
Like,
no, I will justify this for her really quickly. No matter how much damage or how much Sonny screws up or Jason screws up, for Carly, that's her family. That is the two people that isn't going to really, really turn her away for life. And for Carly needs that. And that's why I'm so happy that...
She has a mom. Like, there are certain things about Carly.
You know what, Bobby?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Sonny and Jason are all family to her, and Sonny and Jason and Colby will walk through fire to save the three of them. So for anyone to come into that relationship, need to know, don't tell me that I cannot have a relationship with my ex-husband and my best friend. No, not when the guy you are going to marry...
But she says it beforehand. She's never said anything about Jason because Jason is her best friend forever. But when it comes down to Sonny, it's like she can't make up her mind. It's like one minute they're like, everything is cool, everything is fine. But then it's like, you know, she blamed him about Michael. She blamed him about all this and said, well, I'm walking away. Like, Morgan can't have a relationship with you. Michael can't have a relationship. For the sake of my children, I'm going to do that. But like I said, then next thing you know, like with her and Jax, they get together and everything. And Jax had said one time, and I remember the scene saying, I'm not trying to change you, but you need to get your priorities straight. He wasn't talking about Sonny or anything. He wasn't talking about that. But Carly has said that she needs to start making changes for the sake of her children and for herself.
Who's children? Okay, it wasn't okay. Whose children? Yes. Hello, my father. Okay, we all know that. But her kids also love Sonny. And I just think at the end of the day, you know, no one needs to, like, throw Carly under a bus for one day being pissed off at Sonny and the next going to say, okay, I forgive you. I understand that. She will always love Sonny. She will always know that no matter what they have done together, they have been through hell and back. And for outsiders,
that's her addiction. Like, I've now figured, like,
You never know. Oh, my gosh. You know, when they are.
Molly's addiction is funny. She can't break away. She can't walk away from an addiction as strong as
her. Who says she has to? Who says she has to? Okay, it's time for everyone to know that she doesn't have to walk away from this. She should not have to walk away. Liz did not have to walk away from Jason. No.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, okay, if Carly and Sonny, they can be friends and everything like that. But this is what I'm saying. When Sonny was with other women, okay, it is one thing to have the children have a relationship with them and whatnot, and Carly having a friendship, whatever you want to call it. But don't be going to the girl and saying, I can get him back just like that. Like,
yeah, I would.
They too broke
up. I would.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there is a reason.
But what I'm saying is she gets hypocritical when somebody else calls her out.
Well,
like,
you know what? If anyone's going to call her out on that, that is stupid because the love she has for Sonny is never going to be over. It's not ever going to be final for her. Yeah, they might fall in love with different people, but for Carly, Sonny is the love of her life. She doesn't want to admit it to herself because it scares the whole thing out of her. But at the end of the day, Sonny is the one person, along with Jason, that doesn't treat her like she damn is good, the way Jax did. You know, Jax's brother, you know, held everyone as a hostage, you know? And if it wasn't for Carly being married to Jax, they would have been taken out a long time ago. So, no, I will never say the Carly and Jax relationship to have had. I'm saying people need to give Carly a break because she's going to sing the money every day. You know? The same way the Carly and Jax are always going to blackmail each other. Carly is never going to sing their love for Sonny.
Only thing I can agree with is that the love of her life is really Jason.
No, see, I don't think that you could call it the love of her life. I call her safety net is Jason. No matter what, and they know it with each other. And I feel if, you know, Jason and Carly will walk the file for each other, and no matter how much Carly screws up, Jason is always going to be the one who, you know, is going to be the good one and always going to be there for. Hey, Christy, I have a quick question. Okay, you know the recording time?
Yeah.
So when it says like 10 seconds left, is it really 10 seconds left or are they just saying that?
No, in recording time, that's, yeah, if it says recording time, 10 seconds left, that's all you got. They'll cut us off.
Well, just so you know, let's try this. Okay, you guys, they are supposed to cut us off in 2, 3, 2.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, my God, they're good.